Our knowledge and ability to navigate through a pregnancy has certainly greatly advanced in recent years. In spite of those advances, there are still risk concerns which exist. Some of them are the result of occurring medical situations. Others come about through our actions. While still others are created by a combination of those both ideas. Among those risks and concerns is premature birth. My next guest joins us to discuss an annual report by the March of Dimes, which focuses on premature birth rates. She's a board-certified obstetrician and gynecologist, serves as the Vice President for Health Equity and Deputy Director for Medical Affairs for the March of Dimes, Dr. Diane Ashton. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful to have you here to discuss probably one of the, unfortunately, more overlooked situations regarding pregnancy, and we'll get into in a moment. Let me give you a couple of websites listening. Marchofdimes.org is the obvious, /New Jersey for the New Jersey chapter. And to get the details on this report card that we're talking with Dr. Ashton about, marchofdimes.org/report card. And if you look at the stats, Doctor, as far as, let's start nationally overall regarding premature births and how the medical profession, we the people, are attending to everything. How does the nation rank?
Well, this year the nation ranks with a grade of C. We have a preterm birth rate of 9.6. So there is a ways to go. We would like to be able to reach our goal of a national preterm birth rate of 8.1 by 2020. We know since 2006 we have seen the preterm birth rates decreasing. We want to build on that momentum. When we look at how the United States is doing compared to many other developed countries, we have one of the worst preterm birth rates. So that definitely indicates that we can do better.
And judging by those national stats, it appears that New Jersey falls right in line, I guess we could say, unfortunately, with those national stats, with New Jersey having a preterm birth rate of 9.6 and also earning a C grade. And more interesting, and this brings about one of the questions, really, I think a lot of people have to take a look at. If you look at the city breakdowns, Newark, for example, 12.2%, Jersey City, 12.0%, Paterson, 12.3%, all earning F grades. Does that demonstrate a demographic or a racial concern as far as the preponderance of premature births?
Well, we know that there are demographic differences as far as outcomes in preterm births. In addition to looking at the cities on our report card this year, we've also looked at race, ethnicity in terms of what populations are doing better and what populations really need to have a more focus in terms of improving their outcomes. So, yes, in many of these cities, Newark, New Jersey City, and Paterson, there is probably opportunities for additional resources to be provided in these areas that can help to improve these outcomes. Having access to early prenatal care and educating women about the things that they can do and their behaviors that can help to improve their outcomes, such as avoiding smoking, avoiding substance use, taking folic acid to improve their chances of not having a birth defect affecting their pregnancy, optimizing their birth spacing, and public health interventions can, really contribute to raising awareness and educating individuals about what they can do to improve their health care. And also working with medical providers to make sure that they have the most recent evidence-based information to take care of their patients, making sure that those women who are at risk for a preterm birth or who have had a prior preterm birth can be treated with progesterone. We know that this is a treatment that can decrease repeat preterm births by a third in women who've had prior preterm births. Women who have certain medical conditions, such as high blood pressure during pregnancy, can be treated with low-dose aspirin to help improve their outcomes. We know that in certain hospital situations, providing group prenatal care, which is a different model of educating women and providing their obstetrical care, also helps to reduce preterm births. They form more of a community. They get to share more information among themselves and really set up a support network that we think helps in terms of outcomes. So, optimizing birth outcomes by eliminating non-medically indicated deliveries before 39 weeks of pregnancy. And that has been a quality improvement effort that we have seen really reduce the rates of early preterm birth, and we think can also affect the rates of preterm birth because sometimes there's some misdating that occurs. We've had a real quality improvement focus on that issue, and we've seen those rates come down. So that is definitely going in the right direction.
Now, obviously, sure, we're talking with Diane Ashton, who is the obstetrician gynecologist, serves as the Vice President for Health Equity and Deputy Director for Medical Affairs for the March of Dimes, about their annual premature birth rate report, which you can see at marchofdimes.org/report card. And in New Jersey, the March of Dimes chapter information is located at marchofdimes.org/New Jersey. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Going off of what you just talked about, Doctor, with the various precautions needed to be taken, things to watch out for medically and through behavior, does the likelihood of a premature birth become a genetic situation that can run through families, not just an individual?
We do know that there's a genetic component, and if a sister or a mother has had a prior preterm birth, or if the woman herself was a prior preterm baby, she's at higher risk of having a preterm birth. So that there is a genetic component to it, but that's just one of many factors that can impact preterm birth rates. Infection, nutrition, complicating chronic medical conditions, all of those can also impact the ability to have a healthy pregnancy.
And New Jersey, by the way, scored much in line with the national average of a 9.6% preterm birth rate, which comes in as a C in the 2015 premature birth report card. With the actions that people take, too, I mean, I think back to the time when it was first realized, long after it should have been realized, how pregnant women shouldn't drink, and those first bars started to put up signs, we won't serve pregnant women. I think back to the stories I can even recall where there were actually women who threatened lawsuits against the bars who were pregnant, and women who were pregnant who threatened lawsuits against bars because they wouldn't serve them the alcohol. I mean, people really have to be logical and sensible, especially women who are caring and those around them in support of them, to just do as much optimal health for their babies, if not for themselves, that they could possibly do.
No, I definitely agree. And I think if women are educated about what the risks are, hopefully they'll make the right decision. I believe that there has been more research and more information that has come out about the effects of alcohol and other substances, particularly opioids, and how they can impact pregnancies and worsen birth outcomes. So perhaps, you know, back in the day, it was a lack of information that was influencing women, but we know now that there is probably no safe level of alcohol during pregnancy. Nobody knows what the exact threshold is. Everybody's physiology is a little bit different. So the safest thing to do is to not smoke, not drink alcohol, and avoid any kind of substance use that's not medically prescribed.
Wrapping over time with Dr. Diane Ashton, obstetrician gynecologist, Vice President for Health Equity and Deputy Director for Medical Affairs with the March of Dimes, about the 2015 premature birth rate report, which you can see at marchofdimes.org/report card, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. We always hear the stories, those frequent, very frequent stories, it seems to be, where a premature birth happens, extremely premature, and we always hear the story that has the happy ending, that the baby survives, gets the medical health care, the advancing of technology, which I alluded to in the introduction. Is that one story that we hear every so often, the exception to the rule, where the majority of the preterm births have babies who are at extreme risks for extreme birth defects and illnesses and problems as the advance in their early ages?
Well, we know that the more premature an infant is, the greater the risk are of them having complications. And again, the very preterm babies that are before 32 weeks tend to have higher rates of complications with respiratory problems, and they even have long-term learning, developmental type of defects. There have been many technology and medical advances that can improve outcomes, and we certainly support those kinds of activities, but what we really want to be able to do is to prevent them from happening. And I think, you know, if we can focus on preconception care and maintaining women in the healthiest status, making sure that they're aware of what they can do, making sure that we can advocate for the appropriate resources and funding to help support programs, that is the best focus to prevent preterm birth.
And that's why the 2015 Premature Birth Report Card from the March of Dimes is of great value, because the information becomes the catalyst for everything that the doctor just talked about. Nationwide, as well as New Jersey, preterm birth rate of around 9.6%. That comes in as a C grade if you look at individual cities in New Jersey, as well as in your state. If you're listening wherever on the stream, you could see some of the problem areas as well. And that just brings about the need for greater care, greater awareness, and greater participation in creating an optimal health situation. Find out the report details, get more information about the programs, the work of the March of Dimes, the obvious location of marchofdimes.org. New Jersey, it's /New Jersey. Do you see the report card? It's /report card. We've been joined this morning by board-certified obstetrician, gynecologist, vice president for health equity, and deputy director for medical affairs with the March of Dimes, Dr. Diane Ashton. Doctor, thank you for raising the awareness and how empowerment and the smart decisions can prevent a lot of bad things from happening, in this case with the babies, as we wait for those, what's supposed to be a special time. And the knowledge and the information the March of Dimes shares helps make sure that it will be a special time for the family. Thanks for being here this morning.
Great. Thank you.